You may remember that at the beginning of this series of the H2O show, Tracy Clark mentioned that she was keen to try out canoeing. Well, listening to the show was Sarah Norbury, editor of yachting magazine Practical Boat Owner. She was also keen to try out the sport, so on a very wet and windy day this week, Sarah and Tracy went to the Woodmill Activity Centre in Southampton to have a go. David Drew is Woodmill's operations manager.
Woodmill's unique in as much as it's surrounded by several different types of water. So we've got the lake, which is a flat water inland site. It's about 2 acres, our lake here. We've got the slow-moving River Itching, which after us actually splits off and then becomes a tidal estuary. And then we've also got a tidal weir. So at low tide, the water drops to such a degree that it creates a nice little play wave, which is brilliant for play boaters.
Guiding them on the water was centre retail manager and keen paddler Mike Storer.
It's run by Southampton City Council, and we work closely with the council networks such as the youth service and the local schools, and you know, we offer facility to the general public as well. In terms of costs, it's funded by the council. It is profit making to a certain extent, but what we do is we keep our costs very, very reasonable. So we focus on quality here and bringing the kids in, and adults, probation service being one, and just for them to explore their own sort of you know, their own boundaries here, and just keeping that cost as minimal as we can.
I had no idea it was here, so if I was planning to take it further with this canoeing, and let's face it, I haven't been in one yet, but when I do, will I be able to come and just use these facilities?
Yes, you can just book in, and you know, we have a large programme throughout the year, and you know, as I say, for a one day course is right up to a week.
It really is a lovely place. You can hear the birds and all the wildlife. The weather not so good though today, Mike.
No, it's not so good, but even so, you can just feel the quality of the place, and you know, it's very tranquil, and particularly on the lake in an open boat on a Sunday afternoon when the sun's shining, it's just so beautiful when you look at the trees. I mean, I was on the lake just last Sunday, and there was a kingfisher.
Oh, wow.
And that's just absolutely fantastic. You know, what an opportunity that is. I come to work approximately 7 o'clock in the morning, and more often I find deer just adjacent to the car park, you know, and it's just such a lovely place to be at.
I really can't believe I'm in the centre of Southampton, and can't wait to go on the canoes now, Mike.
Well, let's get started.
Thank you.
Sarah and Tracy donned their buoyancy aids and tried out a number of boats and even attempted a race. Mike Storer again.
The first boat we had was an open boat, which is an old Canadian canoe, which the Indians used to paddle up in the Rockies and all. Big open boat, lots of volume, and really, really enjoyable. Something that you can pleasantly just paddle on a Sunday afternoon. Then we moved on to what we call touring boats. The touring boats are really for rivers and estuaries and inland sea, where they have day hatches, which you can take, you know, your day stuff and your camping gear, just for a pleasant day. So that was quite nice. And then just a general riverboat. The riverboats we put the kids in for basic training and induction. It's got a lot of stability in. It's got some edges so you can turn corners and all sorts, which sounds a bit odd in the water, but it's very, very true. And just general fun.
That was the sort of greeny one, lime green I was in.
Absolutely, that was the sit on top, the lime green
one. I love
one,
that.
Which was
it,
really, really
felt
good.
Felt really stable.
The sit on tops come in several specs, if you like. There's a two-man sit on top, which was the greeny one that we tried. And then the red one was just a single man. The idea of that is it's just fun family recreational boat. They've come a long way in the last couple of years. They started out just recreational for families on the beach and such, and now they're more designed for estuaries, for rivers, but they're safe as well. They're not as closed cockpit as the others, so they don't fill up with water. So they're multi-purpose. Everybody have some fun.
Yeah, for me, I like that because although I lost the race, it has to be said I was on the water with Sarah Norbury from Practical Boat Owner, and I lost hands down. What was my problem, basically? When I got into the kayak, I wasn't wiggling enough. Is that true?
Maybe. The kayak becomes an extension of your body when you're in, so all points are connected, so therefore you just need to be dynamic in the boat, but at the same time relax. And some people, when they first get in the boat, are quite nervous, and that then gives you that little little tippy experience. But the more you do it, the more you get used to it. I mean, you started earlier on, you've come out now quite relaxed and smiling, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think we all have. It's been a fantastic experience. So back to where I started. This, I want my boat, as we well know, to go down the River Wallington from the top to the bottom. Which one do you think is going to be best for me?
Well, you've got a choice, really, but I think the sit on top is going to be the favourite bet, I would guess. Again, it's safe, it's enjoyable, it's fun, more than one person on it. Oh, you just have such a lovely time.
I've just got to find somewhere for the sandwiches, though. It didn't seem very big for the picnic box.
Oh, there's a little pilot hole in there that you could use. But, yeah, you know, you can take a rucksack, I suppose, put your sandwiches in a flask.
That's
back.
True. So how much am I looking at, then, if I'm going to invest in this toy?
The little toy on the sit on top is very reasonable, actually. In fact, they run around about £300 for a single man and £420 for a two-man, which is a very, very good investment. And, you know, for an initial outcome, and bearing in mind you need a paddle and you need a buoyancy aid, just to be safe, so a whole package, £450 to £500, could get you on the water, having a super, super time, and just enjoying it.
How do I look after it? I mean, do they suffer from sun, or do I have to hose it down afterwards?
After you've been in the sea, you hose it down, because really the salt water does corrode some of the outfittings in the boat. But if it's in a garden, leaving against a wall, slightly covered up, and not in direct sunlight, in shade, and you'll be fine for 4 to 5 years.
Great, I love it. Mike, thank you very much. It's a fantastic introduction to canoeing and kayaking. I have to say, I'm looking around at Sarah and at Ben, who is with it, and we've all got big smiles on our face. It is absolutely chucking it down, but I don't think it affected us at all, did it?
No, super day. Absolutely marvellous. Thanks for coming.
Tracy Clark, learning the finer art of canoeing. And thank you to Widmull Activity Centre for letting them loose on the lake. Also to Ben Meekins from Practical Boat Owner for organising the trip.